Well, we're back.
How's that feel? Hello.
One more week. 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Well, so what did you do last week?
Date night. Date night with the wife. Long overdue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
It's always fun with the wife.
Yeah. Do I have to ask her?
What? If it was fun? You can ask her. I don't know if she's going to answer.
I'll do that later. So, I hate to say this to you, but I saw Guardians. I know you want to see it, but, you know, I'm not going to spoil it for you because, you know, you're already moping about it. So.
Well, you know, some of us have to make a living. I got to work last night. Well, I know the boy wants to see it, so I'm going to go see that tomorrow morning.
That's good. I'll have to say it is probably, it is hilarious.
Better than the first, the same, what?
I will say it is somewhat better than the first one.
Wow. Love it when the sequels are better.
See, I don't want to say too much because it's going to be giving it away to you. So, I mean, like, what can I say to you without giving all of it away? I would probably have to say more character-driven. You got more lines for Drax. Yeah, Rocket has more lines. He's more opened up.
What about Groot? Does Groot have more lines?
No, Groot only says, "I am Groot."
Yeah, but the way he says it, though, it's all about his eyes.
Well, it's baby Groot, man. What can you say? He's only going to be establishing for little kids in this movie.
Yeah.
You know, girls are falling in love with him. The whole theater, I thought, they were like, oh. Yeah.
Well, next week we'll go in depth. We'll give people a chance to see it. We don't want to spoil anything for anybody.
I'll spoil the hell out of it.
Well, I mean, this week. That's for reason. You don't want to spoil anything for me. Screw everyone else.
Well, I know, yeah.
You have a week to watch it.
Yeah. Soundtrack is pretty good. It is kind of mopey, though. I mean, like, a lot of slow songs here and there, but, you know, what can you say? Really can't say too much because you're not seeing the movie yet, so I can't say too much.
No, you can't. There's not much you can say.
I mean, it's not. I mean, like,
you can say it, but I'm just going to ignore you.
Well, I mean, yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, you probably took the Top Gun for me, but, you know, can't really say
anything. And how did you spoil Top Gun?
I don't know. Everyone keeps talking about
America wins. That's all you need to know.
Oh, yeah. My kid keeps telling me Goose dies. I don't know who the hell Goose is.
No, that's ruining it. Oh, Junior's here. Oh, I just want the crap quick.
I mean, it is what it is. So, I mean, like, it's a Marvel movie. Pretty good. You should see it. I mean, see, this is why I can't talk about it because...
Well, that's not. Let's go on something else.
Let's go on something else. Today's what? May 5th? So it's Revenge of the 5th, right?
Well, so if you're a Star Wars fan at all, then yes, it is Revenge of the 5th.
And yesterday. Cinco de Mayo.
See, you know, who cares about Cinco de Mayo?
Well, you can get drunk while watching Star Wars and make a game out of it.
All right, okay, yeah.
I mean, all right, you know what? Let's talk Star Wars.
Kind of have to on this day, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, big question on everyone's mind is how do you watch it? I mean, do you... Old school fans, we already know what they do. They go 4, 5, and 6, and then 1, 2, and 3.
Do the old school fans even watch 1, 2, and 3? I feel like they,
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, if they watch 1, 2, and 3, then I know they're pissed about it. Like I am. I can't stand Phantom Menace, and episode 2 just irks my nerves. And
3. What about episode 2 irks your nerves?
Clones. Robots. Jar Jar Binks.
Just start. All right, well... He's intelligent. He speaks.
I don't know about
so
that.
Much about it, but I mean, come on. There is good things. They had Qui-Gon Jinn, who's, you know, badass until he gets
a lightsaber.
And he lasted the whole movie of 1.
I mean, then he died at the end.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking he died in 2. No, because 2, he was already at Apprentice.
We have to say we just spoiled that for any fan that probably has never seen Star
Wars.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen it now, tough
crap. It's ruined for you.
It's been out for, what, like 10 years now?
Might as well just go out and rent it.
Oh, Kevin's on. Kevin, you still unemployed?
Kev's still unemployed. No, I think he's working for Dunkin' Donuts now. His cholesterol is going to go up, I hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's my free donuts?
It has nothing to do with Star Wars, though.
No. Unless he makes some Darth Vader.
I mean, Kev is in Star Wars. You noticed that, right? Episode, I want to say it's... Is it Return of the Jedi? Yeah, it's Return of the Jedi. When the Luke falls in there with the what's that monster called? See, this is where I get bad when I don't remember the damn monster.
What, the big Yeti looking thing?
Not the Yeti looking thing.
Oh, the Ragnarok or something like that? Yeah. I can't think of it. No, that's Thor. Ah, oh, I can't freaking.
Oh, you know what whatever. I'm talking about.
They get the big monster with the
big monster with the teeth. It's got the fat ball guy crying after Luke kills it. You know, another spoiler.
That was Kevin without Kevin. Makeup.
Without Kevin, that's see.
Kevin Natural.
Yep. Scary.
Yeah, I remember that part. Yeah.
I should ask him for his autograph, but he might charge me for it. I don't really want to.
He might eat the paper though.
I don't know. Why would I?
Rancor. Holy crap! Kevin knew it.
That's because he raised it from a
Israel.
Little hatchling.
What's up, brother? We're talking Star Wars and much of other crap. Give us things to talk about because we get boring after a while.
Yeah, because Kevin doesn't talk much. He blows people.
We don't listen though. Yeah. So the Star Wars. I mean, it depends, in my opinion, if it's a new fan or if it's an established fan. Because you wanna grab the fan in. So you don't want to start with Phantom Menace.
Well, you got to remember, younger fans are going to go in chronological order, 1 through 6. I mean, 1 through 7 now. And then there's fans like me that like to do the machete cut.
Machete cut. Yeah. Okay, you explained this earlier, but explain it for people who weren't here in my house.
Machete cut is you start off with episode 4. And then you watch Empire Strikes Back. Then, at the end of Empire Strikes Back, you go right into episode 2, episode 3, then back to episode 6 for Return of the Jedi. That's the machete cut. You're taking episode 1 completely out of the movie. Because you got to remember,
Israel, we can't talk about Guardians movie. I haven't seen it yet. I'm not going to be spoiled.
I saw Guardians. So, PM me later, and I'll tell you all about it. This guy, I can't spoil it. I don't know why.
Because I want to see
why do you play with your hair, man? Come on. We're not running a fashion show here.
Because I want people on the podcast to make sure I got good hair. A sarcastic joke, people.
Well, if I wanted people playing with their hair, we can bring Kevin on and scratch his head. He's bald, you know.
Yeah, but I don't want, you know, dandruff all over my floor.
How do you have dandruff with no hair?
It's Kevin.
Skin.
It's Kevin. He'd find a way.
I find a way. Yeah, I hear.
Wow, Sarah's on. Sarah, make us some cupcakes. For free.
Funny how she pops up on yours and ignored mine.
Well, I invited her. And much of other people. Oh, Greg's watching. Yeah, but how do you add the new ones in that mix? That's what we're talking about, Kevin.
I just told you how to add the new ones. You watch New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, then you watch Attack of the Clones.
Yeah. You know what, Corey, I agree.
The Sith, and then Return of the Jedi.
That's way too much work. See, if you're trying to bring a new fan in, I think you got to kind of put in 4.
Well, see, 4, I like it that way because it's like it makes episode 2 and 3 look like a backstory for Vader.
More, yeah, okay. But still, you know what you got to think about? You got to think about Rogue One. Because that movie was just, oh my God, the last 5 minutes of it. You kind of got to watch that before you watch episode 4.
Well, see, then that's because that's what the new fans now.
Spoilers,
you have to watch it in the chronological order now because you got to watch 1 through 3, then Rogue One,
you know,
and
then
4 through 7.
1 through 3 are kind of almost like their own entity. You know, that's all like pre, you know, Empire taking over. So you don't need to watch those. You can watch those as like a whole backstory. You know, you can skip 1. Although, you're going to miss out on Qui-Gon. You know, let's face it.
Why are you so hooked up on Liam Neeson?
Because Liam Neeson's the man.
Well, yeah, I know he's the man. He trained Jedis. He was a lion. You know, he karate chopped guys in the throat. The guy killed terrorists. You know what? I'll take it back. He was almost Cable for Deadpool.
Yeah, he only died in 1 movie. Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
But,
unbelievable. Actually, did he die? I think he died in, Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, he died in, but I don't want to get into 50 that, Million Ways to Die in the West.
That's like a 4-hour-long movie I don't want to talk about.
Yeah. He did die in 50 Million Ways to Die in the West.
Everyone dies in 50 Million Ways to Die in the West.
That's Ben Farland, doesn't it? Neither does, what's her girl's name? I can't think of her name. All right.
Is Charlize Theron?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it is. That.
So in any way, my order would be Rogue One, right into 4, do 5 and 6 and 7.
And why would you do Rogue One real first? Because then it makes no sense. If you go with Rogue One real fast, see, this is a good conversation starter. Because you started it, and I have a chance to argue that. Because you start with Rogue One, it's kind of pointless because now they're wondering, you got the fan wondering what's going on. There's already an established empire, and nobody understands it.
All right. So, yeah, but you want to draw them in, like I said.
Well, that's when you start with. So. Yeah. That's why you start with episode. You know what? Forget it. You just destroyed Star Wars.
Are you going to start with 4, and then when are you going to throw Rogue One in?
You throw it on the table. You know what? I haven't factored that part in. I'm not the one who made up the machete cut.
Throwing in a weird machete cut. The The proper order is 4, 5, 6, Clone Wars, rinse and repeat. Yeah, but where do you throw in Rogue One, Israel?
So you got to remember,
if which Liam, he's talking Liam's about Clone history Wars. With beards. I don't think Liam Neeson's ever had a beard in a movie.
He has.
Well, he did in Batman.
No.
Then
Clash of the Titans. Remember, he played Zeus.
Yeah, he did there.
He had a beard in that one.
What about Ra's al Ghul?
He had a goatee.
That doesn't count. Goatees don't count.
But a full beard, Clash of the Titans. You haven't seen that, have you?
Yeah, I've seen that. Of course I've seen that.
Who's in it? See, this is what I love it. If I think you're lying to me, I have to ask that question. You can't say Liam Neeson.
I couldn't think of Charlize Theron. You're going to be able to knock off the names right now? I can't think of who's in it right now, but I have seen it.
I can't believe you did that.
Israel.
Ralph Fiennes. What? You couldn't come up with Ralph Fiennes?
Israel, I can't talk to you. Israel has ruined Star Wars. Rogue One, Episode 7, and the prequels are non-canon. He's just getting rid of them all. You can't get rid of them.
Well, you know what? Fans can do whatever they want to do, because you know why? He said Clone Wars. That's an animated show. Because then he's also you also got to remember, he's also leaving out the Rebels, which is an awesome show ending after this season.
See, I got to start watching them. I got to try to find them.
It's on Disney. You have Disney?
Yeah, but I got to find time. That's the problem. Because they're bringing Ahsoka back. She was in the Clone Wars, the cartoon, which was, there was a little contingency issues with them, but. All right, so you know what? Clone Wars in reverse order, I could kind of see that, because you'd watch one episode, and then you go back to the next episode, and it's like, previously on Clone Wars, and it's like 3 episodes ago. Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. Hi, by the way. All video content is canon. Like, I agree. Like, it's all Star Wars. I mean, Rogue One was kind of...
He's also got to remember, he just, like Kevin just said, he also had a beard in Phantom Menace. Yeah. But, like, it's not like ours. It's not, like, sexy.
No, it's not. It's you can't mess with this. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. You know what's funny? I'm going to put out a shout-out here. You know who Mike G is?
Yeah.
Remember him? Yeah, he wants to come on the podcast and bring Joel. And I told him that might be a little too much of beard overload on the
I don't know. Fans. Joel's beard used to have beard envy. I'm not afraid to admit that. Joel's beard was massive.
Yeah. So
Mike's was pretty good too, but Joel, I mean, Joel's also like, what, 7 feet tall?
7 feet, well, yeah.
So like, you know, a whole foot of beard. I don't know if we can handle that much beard.
No, it's a lot of beer.
We'd have to do like, we have to split up the lives.
We'd have to have four podcasts. We'd have to have
four phones, four going, phones at going at once. Just one in each beer. Life.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Hmm.
It's interesting. Makes you think. It's just funny because we can't get a hold of Joel because Joel doesn't have Facebook. No. So we have to go through Mike.
Well, we need Mike.
So if anyone sees Mike G, tell him to contact us.
No. No, Israel, our beers do not touch the ground. Unless you mean Joel's. Beard Fest. See, you know what? As much as I don't like Kevin, he does come up with some good things every, like, 15 years.
Oh, I don't know about
Beard Fest.
He's also, you know, he's crying because nobody threw him a party when he got fired.
Oh. We tried.
We tried. But this doesn't make any sense because we're still talking Star Wars and now we're talking nonsense.
Yeah, so. But you know what? No, this is the fans. Our fans are coming up to us with questions and we're answering them. So, yeah, ZZ Top, that was some beard. They used to cut them for the tour so they didn't get caught in their guitars.
True.
Is the old legend. I haven't interviewed any ZZ Top members, so I can't tell you.
So who shot first, Han or Greedo?
You know what? You gotta... It's Han. Han Solo, he's a crafty son of a gun. And he's going to... He's going to make sure he comes out on top. I mean, come on.
You heard about the story, I think it was going around that, with Han and Chewbacca crash landing on Earth.
No.
Story is, Han and Chewie crash land on Earth. During the crash, Han dies, but, you know, Chewie's left alone. So what happens is, Chewie becomes the legend of Bigfoot. And who stumbles across the bones of Han Solo and the Millennium Falcon? Indiana Jones.
Huh. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but then it's just episode 7, you know. He already died. Joe, clone, Sith, Xbox, Force Unleashed. Oh, you're bringing video games in this.
I just beat Force Unleashed.
Yeah, that's yesterday. Well, I mean, you didn't have it the whole time.
Who?
You. I mean, you just got it a couple weeks ago, right?
No, I had Force Unleashed for like 2 months. It's hard playing it periodically. But, yeah, it's not bad. It's just, like I said, I got the second one now, so, like, Mike and everyone told me it's only going to take, like, 20 minutes to beat. I'm like, that's great. It's a waste of my time.
Jesus, that's
quite some space on my hard drive.
Yeah. Yes, in the original episode, Han shot before Greedo. He would have. Han is going to make sure he's going to come out on top.
Danny, you can't be bringing in Buna, man. We graduated high school, like, 20 years ago. But anyway, so...
Yeah, Han's gonna make sure he comes out on top. I mean, come on.
We could talk about the, you know, then we gotta see. This is what's funny because I think after this year, since we got Episode 8, next year we got the Han Solo movie.
Oh.
So which means that's gonna throw us even further. We gotta throw that all the way in front of probably.
Well, I mean that's just
somewhere in between.
That's just backstories.
1 through 3.
Like you don't need to throw them in there like.
Well, you got to, because then you got to figure out what's... See, this is where it's going, because, you know, I hate to go off track. This is going to end up like Game of Thrones on HBO and the whole 4 spinoffs they're talking about. Do you even watch Game of Thrones?
No.
What?
I don't have HBO. We just got it for free, but...
You ain't got a Fire Stick?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a smart TV?
Yes.
I'll hook you up. I know how to take care of you.
I mean, the fact that the TV's smarter than me, which is most TVs, yes, I have a smart TV. Israel is Groot a baby the whole time.
Spoiler, I can't talk about it with him. He hasn't seen it.
Yeah, screw you, Israel. Chris Tucker, not the actual Chris Tucker. I hear there's a Yoda trilogy coming.
I've been watching Samurai Jack. It is actually great. I don't know about you.
I've caught a few episodes when I remember that they're on. I used to watch it way back in the day.
Have you watched the new ones yet?
Yes.
New ones are awesome, dude.
The ones I've been seeing, it's like, I just, when it like blows my mind. It's insane.
Because, I mean, like,
Go ahead.
Spinoff shows of Game of Thrones. Yeah, they're doing, HBO is signed off on, not signed off yet, hasn't greenlighted. They picked out 4 writers to write 4 different spinoffs. Now, that's the word. There's no confirmation yet that they're going to do anything because they still have this season and season 8 to go through. But there's only 13 episodes left combined of both seasons.
Yeah, you know they're going to. I mean, I haven't watched Game of Thrones, but it's like the biggest thing right now. Besides, you know, Star Wars and Rick and Morty and Star Wars, Marvel. It's amazing you're a nerd for not watching.
Yeah, you're a nerd.
For not watching, what, Samurai? Yeah, I've watched it. I got to catch up on it.
I was saying, because, you know, I've watched it from when I was a kid, and then when it's gone, it came back, it's awesome for me. But since Madison's been watching the new one, she's been asking all these questions, and it's been a long time since I remember them, so I'm like, just go watch it on demand. And
yeah.
See the old ones, and, you know.
You kind of have to. I mean, it was just...
Because it's funny, because, like, she was, I'm going to backtrack here a little bit. When we were at Fate of the Furious, she was talking... like trying to talk smack to my friend Angel, and she didn't know nothing about the Power Rangers.
Oh.
And he asked her, which one did she like, the white or the green? And she was like, oh, look, the black one. And I'm like, I'm sitting there going, because it's Rocky. Yeah. Everyone likes Rocky for some reason, because I don't know why. Dumbass bullfrog for a monster or animal, whatever it is. But yeah, she he told her that she needed to watch the originals, and I shit you not, my kid literally went ahead, started watching them. So he asked her last night during Guardians, white or green, and she said white. So, you know, kids pick up on things, and then kids do shit that, you know, want to, like, make you regret some things. Like, have you seen American Gods yet?
I've seen parts of it, yeah.
Well, you've seen how it's like almost like Spartacus style, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's very much like Spartacus.
Yeah, my 12-year-old daughter watched that. Yeah, think about that one.
Wow. If you haven't had the talk yet.
Well, we haven't. I've only had the talk with my wife because we were talking. She asked if she could watch Game of Thrones. And I said, maybe we have to wait a whole another year for this because, you know, some things you can't cross the line with.
Yeah, from 12. What I've heard of Game of Thrones, it's very, very not kid.
So, Not last night, but it came on Sunday. She watched it, I want to say, Tuesday night into Wednesday night when I noticed it was deleted and in the trash can on the DVR. Like, I guess to cover it up. So, it's pretty...
So, she's saying your daughter didn't clear the browsing history.
No, she didn't clear the browsing
history. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, so, I said, she watched it. You know, part of me is like, do I want to be mad? Do I want to be proud? You know, I don't remember what age my mom and dad said, okay, he can watch all this porn and horror movie stuff, but, you know.
I think it was 27 for me when my parents finally signed off on it for me.
I mean, there have been times when, you know, we're going back to the 80s, and, you know, video stores didn't care what you rented. You walked out with the half-naked chick cover.
You went to Blockbuster back before I had the back room. You just, you know, boom. You just,
boom. But yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's hard for me to say I'm mad because, you know, part of me is like deep in my back of my head. I'm like, yeah, that's me to a T.
Yeah, see, like, he's right. You know, it's not kid-friendly. Like, Lord of the Rings, like, it's good, but, you know, like, what age? Like, there's some scenes... Like my son, he's 6. He was watching Iron Fist a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I mean, it's Netflix. It's on. It's like PG-13 or something like that. But it's kind of like on the line of what's really acceptable for kids to start watching. But I mean, can you be mad at him because it's a good show?
It was not acceptable.
What did he watch?
Iron Fist.
Oh, what was not acceptable about it? He punched a hole through a guy, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like it wasn't not acceptable. It wasn't like there was, like, cursing or, like, you know, nudity or anything like that or drug use or... I mean, he knows right from wrong with all that stuff, but it was just like...
So you're pretty much... So he... Oh, see, this is... Huh?
So, yeah.
All right, so I'll shut up.
But, I mean, it's like one of those things, like you said, can you be mad? Because it's a great show. You want to have somebody else to watch it with, but you're kind of like, are you really age appropriate for it?
Oh, no, I can't, yeah. Sean, I can't talk Guardians because this guy hasn't seen it yet.
Well, neither has Sean, so Sean should be thanking me.
So everyone, thank Andrew.
Sean.
Thank Andrew. Because he hasn't seen it yet for it not being spoiled.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, Joe. He didn't decapitate anybody.
So.
And, like, with Lord of the Rings, I mean, there's kind of some scary characters in there for little kids.
So, has Xavier seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
No. All right, well.
I tried.
It might be too long for him.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. I think 3 hours is a little long for...
Like, I mean, Star Wars, we tried watching it last year, and it was, Yeah, no, don't worry, Joe. No Guardian talk. Besides, you have to go see it from Arthur. I haven't seen it yet. Or Bucky, excuse me.
Yeah.
But, no, we tried watching, like, Star Wars a year and a half ago. He was, like, 5.
I'm waiting for someone to pop and say, who the fuck is Arthur?
Yeah. Didn't mean to put your government name out there.
Yeah, well,
but, like, you know, he tried watching the Star Wars, and he liked the action, but then...
It's a story.
Like, we were watching, I think, episode 4 or maybe 5. Or it might have been 3, which is tolerable. But,
I get what you're saying. I mean, some things are tolerable, some things aren't kid-friendly. I mean, I think with today...
I got you, Sean, even though I know who you are.
I think today, with today's movies, you could tell what's aimed at kids and what's not aimed at kids. I mean, if they're all flashy and action-packed and all that stuff, it's going to hold attention.
Yeah.
But if it's more dialogue, the kids are just like that.
But, like, he sat through Captain America 2, Winter Soldier. You know, that was more dialogue-y. I mean, he liked that.
Not really, if you think about it. If you watch
yes, it, Kevin, they should do a Boba Fett story if they can do it right.
Yeah, they're doing that. And like, that's the next spinoff.
Tucker, you need to watch Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one.
I'm telling you.
But, yes, they need a Boba Fett. But what were you saying?
Well, I forgot now because someone brought up Boba Fett.
Kevin did. Like I said, he's on a ball today. Like, what did he eat? Some freaking smart pills?
That's what happens when you leave Amazon. You get smart.
Well, it happens when you leave Robbinsville. But hey, Rashawn's on. Executive producer himself.
So,
never produced anything.
So, we covered a lot here. So, I mean, like, where were we at? I mean, I forgot what I was going to talk about. This is pretty bad because it's live on the podcast here.
It's live on Facebook, too.
Yeah, I can't edit this shit. So,
yeah, who cares? What we do best? We improvise and talk out of our butts.
This is a crack pipe.
Bucky, didn't they stop that movie? What movie?
What is?
Oh, it's
I don't want to know.
It's crayons.
Not the crack pipe. All right. You proved your point.
Didn't they stop what movie? The Bobo set?
Who wants to know who dies in Guardians 2 so I don't get to spoil it right now?
You're going to get a marker jabbed in your eye. I didn't know if they stopped the Boba Fett story. I don't know if they ever actually even greenlighted the Boba Fett story.
They did. It's because it's going to be episode 8, then the Han, then 9, and then there's going to be that Boba Fett spinoff. Am I excited for Mr. Glass? So what Sean is asking, excited for, have you seen Split yet?
No.
Oh my God, dude.
Because you know what? All right.
You got to see these things.
We're all about movies. Hold on, I'll get to that in a second. You got to watch Star Wars with your kids when they watch it the first time because they have seen all the cartoons. They have a hard time appreciating Yoda rising the X-Wing in episode 5. Yeah, Han Solo is coming out soon. Yeah, you got to watch it with your kids. This way you can be there and to appreciate the magic of it all. Which guy playing Human Torch? Chris Evans or
no, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Yeah.
He's trying not to bring up the whole Fantastic Four, you know, that reboot that
sucked. All Fantastic Four movies have been horrible so far.
Well, this one had 8% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, well, it was worse than Batman versus Superman.
Fantastic Four is a horrible movie. But all right, anyway, so Split. You gotta understand, M. Night Shyamalan. He's gotten one, maybe two good movies. Sixth Sense. And I can't think of anything else.
What?
Yeah.
Six. All right. He has two good movies. I'll break it down. That's Sixth Sense and Unbreakable are his two best movies.
Unbreakable was tolerable. I liked the story of it all. It was, you know, kind of a good twist you could see in the end. You know, but it had its potential, but it just kind of let me down. It's like, what was it? The Village? Oh my God, that movie is so stupid.
But you gotta look at it. Remember, it's a psychological thriller.
It's no, not a it's a psychological movie. Stupid. Like, just no. The Village is just no. There's no way in this day and age. I don't know why
you're saying that's stupid. You gotta remember, Lady in the Water, or is it Lady in the Water? Yeah. Lady in the Water is completely stupid. And then he butchered Avatar.
He butchered so many movies. All right, The Village. You mean to tell me that there's enough money for this group to go out in the middle of a park, and to not have anybody come in, and to not have any planes fly over? Or helicopters, or you know if there's a field somewhere or a wood somewhere that's got a big fence around it and a security guard, you know some dumb teenagers are going to hop the fence and go in there and explore and have fun. Eventually, one of these teenagers is going to find its village. It's stupid. It's a stupid concept. And then the one blind woman's going to walk out by herself. How'd she not impale herself on a tree? You know, any of the people who have been doctors from the outside world, they could have gone. They know exactly what to go get. The whole concept was stupid. And the only saving grace for the movie was, we went to go see it in a movie theater, it screwed up and it cut. So they gave us free tickets. That was the only good thing about that movie. And then Signs? Signs was great. It was awesome. Until the alien race is allergic to water. They come to a planet that's 80% water. There's water in our atmosphere. How the hell does a glass of water stop them? That this kid leaves all over the place, that nobody cleans up? The house is immaculate, except glasses of water all over the place. How many cups does this guy have? Like he's taking these twists and just going, stupid. The Happening, thank you. Like, really? There is plants that make people kill themselves? Stupid. Like, it's an idiotic twist. That's a twist for idiots. Like, Unbreakable was good. It's tolerable. I could watch that. Sixth Sense, oh my God, that twist was, like, phenomenal at the end. You know, I guess the joke is that people could see it coming. I could not. I was blown away when they found out that Bruce Willis was dead the entire movie. Spoiler, yeah, you should have seen it by now. It's his only good movie. But, no, he's not, like... To me, to go see Split, I am so, like, not spending a ticket, not renting it from Redbox for $2.35. Like, if it comes on HBO and I have it, or if someone, like, lets me borrow it, the only way I'm going to watch it. And even then, it might sit there and collect dust.
Wow, man.
And then Avatar, how can you screw that up? It was a great cartoon anime. And you just kill it. You butcher it. No, I'm not watching Day After Tomorrow, Ryan.
You're going to breathe now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. They start out good and end up sucking. We're not Amish, Ryan. I know we look it. The Visit is online. Just torrent it. What Visit? Oh, is that the one where they go and the grandparents?
Yeah.
I read that one on Wikipedia. WikiLeaks. I read the concept of it. I'm like, this is stupid. Like, how do you not know who they are?
Oh, man. I didn't know you were this passionate about hating the guy.
Oh, my God. Like, he comes on. I hear him. Like, he's... Oh. What the hell is 41 meters?
Is he talking about 47 meters?
Maybe. Ryan can't type.
Who the hell's Ryan?
It's one of my friends. Wait, what's actually good, Rashawn? There's a delay. What, Split? Was Split actually good?
You're probably talking about 47 meters. 47 meters down is a shark film.
Oh.
It's got Mandy Moore trapped in a cage underwater.
Thank you, Sean. I don't know who you are, but I like you. Yeah, 47, Ryan.
I've seen it, Ryan. It's okay. It's, not, it's not great. It's kind of like, what's going on? Because apparently, I'll tell you this story. I mean, sisters go on a boat. They go scuba diving. What they want to do is they go in a shark cage, and as they're lowering it down, the rope snaps, and it drops them 47 meters down to the bottom of the ocean. So they're sitting 47 meters down on the floor.
Yeah, but that's like farther than any human's gone, right?
Yeah, so they're down there, so they're stuck. So pretty much you know how it is. You know, shark swims by, eats someone, and then eats another person, and, you know, they got to swim across these things. It's hard to describe because it was so dark to watch on the TV that, I mean, like, I was sitting there laughing, like, because, I mean, like, what can you do? It's a shark movie. You know someone's going to get eaten by the shark. But, you know, what can you say?
Yeah, once you run out of oxygen or, I don't know, there's only so far you can go down before you're crushed.
Well, technically, they, I don't want to spoil this.
No, you can spoil it because I'm not ever going to see it.
I know you're never going to see it, but some people may want to see it.
Then tough crap. It's M. Night Shyamalan. Spoiler alert. It's going to suck.
47 meters is not M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh.
And plus, Split was a good movie, man. You can't even talk about it now. You ruined it. Your two-minute rant.
No.
I hope the guy's not one of our downloaders because he'll probably pick it up and curse us out.
Well, I mean, you'll know next week if we come up live with a lawsuit and a lawyer behind us, you know, M. Night Shyamalan.
I didn't know you were friends with Chris Tucker.
It's on my rant. We were over this like a couple weeks ago. Yes, it's Chris Tucker. It's not the Chris Tucker from Rush Hour.
Oh, well, boo. He needs to change his name then. Yeah. He needs to put his middle name in there somewhere.
Like Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah.
So Michael Jordan. But, no, I can't do it.
Apparently Ryan says your cooking's horrible.
I don't cook.
Well, that's good to know then.
Yeah. We worked in a restaurant together. He tried to show me how to cook. I don't do it. All right, so what else? We need some else. I need about this.
Well, I mean, like, you pretty much went nuts on the podcast, my friend. So, what can I say? I'm kind of scared to talk.
Blood Wars?
You might bring something up. You might beat my ass.
What's Blood Wars?
Blood Wars is the new Underworld movie. I wouldn't recommend it. Have you seen any of them?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've seen all the Underworld.
Yeah, it's no better. It's an hour and a half of your life you'll never get back.
Underworld. Okay. Rashawn's, like, late to the party, Game of Thrones. What was he, like, rewatching everything we've been doing?
Better watch, man. That's our boss. He might fire you. Yeah. Next week, you'll be replaced with Kevin with a fake beard.
Underworld was good. I liked it, the first one. But Blood War, you kind of got to watch it just to watch it, just because you put so much into the...
I have to watch it day after tomorrow?
I'll explain that to you later.
I've seen that movie. It's like...
Hey, Doug's finally on. You know, he wasn't working.
It's a natural disaster film.
Yeah.
Is there a reason behind all this?
I've
Is this a story for another
it's
time?
It's the only movie I haven't watched.
Is the only disaster film you've never seen?
I got bored 5 minutes into it.
Oh, well.
But there's a story. That's not Facebook Live appropriate because family's on here. It's way, way, way before I met my wife, so I'm not worried about
it. Oh, we're not
that.
Allowed to talk about this then.
Not on Facebook. Me and Ryan can't. It's an inside joke we have, but... What's the better Underworld or Resident Evil? my opinion. Underworld versus Resident Evil. Which is a better film?
What's better, Resident Evil or Underworld? I would... Oh damn. This is hard. This is like...
Yeah, we can talk about this afterwards.
You're asking me...
Hi, Victoria.
You're asking me to pick between crap and crap.
Oh, wait. Oh. No, we're asking you to pick between diarrhea and crap.
Well, it's crap and crap. I mean, like, I'll admit. All right, so this is what I'll start with Resident Evil. When the first one came out...
No.
That's the wife. Yeah. She joined just to get rid of the notification. But anyway, I said that live on here anyway. She probably never watched it anyway.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Go ahead. Sorry. So I'm reading comments, people. I'm sorry.
So I would say when I first saw the first Resident Evil, it was good. But it pissed me off because, you know, you're talking... what am I trying to say here? Oh, because she goes hand-to-hand combat with all the, you know, zombies and everything. So you think when you play the game, you save all these bullets if you had the hand-to-hand combat. But, you know, that's the shit that pisses you off. And then you go with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you're like, the fuck is going on here? The story just devolves into shit. And you're like, what the fuck's going on here? And by, like, the last one, you're like... Because I'll admit, I walked out of 5, fifth one.
I've walked out of one movie in my life.
Because I thought that was the end, and it was like, were like, oh, it's not ending. I was like, I was done. And I was drugged by Madison to go see the new one. I didn't really want to see the new one. That's how it was with Underworld, because my favorite Underworld is this third one.
The one where he turns into,
The third one is The Rise of the Lycans. It's just the werewolf one.
Yeah.
I like the third
one. So that's the prequel one.
Yeah. But it's technically the third one. So.
Yeah.
But then I hated everything after the third one. So if I had to pick which one was better.
Jupiter Ascending. Wow.
It would probably... I mean...
I walked out of Any Given Sunday.
I would have to say Underworld because at least the first three movies were good. But then the last two were shit. And Resident Evil, it was the first two movies were good. And then everything... afterwards.
But see, I'm just a zombie fan. I love zombies.
Well, zombies are overrated now. Zombies are overrated.
No, zombies are never overrated.
You gotta remember when we were kids. You're how old? You're like what?
I can't say that.
2 years younger than me?
I'm 36.
Yeah, well, you're about a year younger than me.
I think. I'll be 36 this year.
Yeah, I'll be 37. So I'm older than you. So this is on the podcast now.
Well, you look
we,
it.
We
I mean,
just have...
How do I look? You got gray in your hair and beard.
I live with three women, my friend. Let that sink in.
All right.
So, we took care of the Resident Evil versus Underworld. What was the next question?
All right, well...
Someone said Descent.
You ever see the movie Descent?
I seen the first one. Never saw the second one.
Yeah, I seen the second one. I can't. So, our friend, Tucker, took me and my other friend to go see this movie. He's like, oh, this movie is great. So, we're like, okay. Oh, my God. Besides the fact that we spent the entire movie making fun of him for wanting to go see it, it was pretty bad. But, It was just way too over the top, I think. It had some good concepts, but then there was another good question. Saw 1 or Blair Witch?
That makes no sense. Why would I go with Saw 1 versus... That's you're asking me to pick a torture porn movie over a...
Shaking camera porn movie.
Well, it's not really that. It's found footage. Now, which Blair Witch is he talking about? Is he talking about the new one or the old one?
There's a new one?
Yeah, the one that came out last year.
Oh, probably the original one. You gotta go with Saw.
You gotta tell your friend to come back on and know.
Ryan's still on there. Ryan, I don't think he's seen the new one.
Which one are you talking about? See, Rashawn says Rashawn and Kevin are saying Saw.
Yeah.
Since I don't know which Blair Witch we're talking about, I don't know. I would probably have to lean towards.
Oh, I think he means the original one.
Well, then I'd have to lean towards Saw because I'm sorry, Saw was like. Yeah. The epitome of horror.
I didn't like the whole shaking camera thing. Yeah, first one. Like, I get the concept, but to me, it was horrible.
And then I saw somebody said the trailer for It was awesome. Well, my friend.
Oh, my God. It is looking...
It is going to be great.
I mean, have you seen the comparison of the original trailer? It's like perfect, almost.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then here's one. Here's a good one if you're for action movies. Black Hawk Down or Saving Private Ryan?
Oh, well, I'm going to shoot it down right here. I'm going to Saving Private Ryan, my friend.
It's got to be.
Saving Private Ryan.
That movie, like, you just get goosebumps just watching the opening sequence.
Oh, yeah.
Omaha Beach? I think that's what it was. Yeah,
it was Omaha Beach.
History buffs are going to kill me for that. But, like, yeah, just... I mean, I remember when it came out, there was, they did interviews with former veterans, and they're like, holy shit, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, that was what we saw. It was like they put a camera on my back, they said.
Yeah.
The whole movie was just insane.
Because, I mean, what can you say? I mean, Black Hawk Down, you dealt with the whole thing of the, what was it, Somalia?
I think it was Somalia. But, I mean, Black Hawk Down, I mean, they're both based off of real.
Black Hawk Down was a bloody ass movie. I mean, that was on today. I mean, I'll admit, I was watching it, but.
I watched either one when they come on. They're both phenomenal movies. It's like, you know, it's like a 10 versus a 10.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I can watch Saving Private Ryan any day. What's
funny is if you look at both movies and you see the actors in the movies, you're
Oh, Mogadishu. That's right. You're right, Steve.
Mogadishu. You're actually blown away by who's in the movies, because with Saving Private Ryan, Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, Vin Diesel.
Sure. Hey, Vin Diesel in the beginning.
Michael Madsen.
Yeah.
I
was that big guy.
Was it Tom Sizemore? No, it wasn't Michael Madsen. It was Tom Sizemore.
And then the sniper, he was a pretty good guy at the time.
Oh, Barry Pepper.
Yeah. And then with names. Yeah, like Eric, we like them both, but.
Black Hawk Down, Josh Hartnett. You got the guy from Game of Thrones.
We'll get to that second, Kevin. But like, I mean, like, they're both based off of real events. And then, oh my God. See, like, we either get no, you know, questions, or we get like 800 of them.
Well, the good question is, Sean's actually right. Is that Tom Hanks' best movie? That's tough for me to pick, because there's, I'm telling you, so
you,
many.
You can't. Because Tom Hanks is a guy that can do, he can do comedy.
Yes.
He can do drama. He can do a movie entirely by himself. He can do an action movie. He can do, Tom Hanks is got to be one of the greatest actors. Not the greatest, but one of the greatest. I mean, the guy has no limit. I mean, come on, he did Up, classic 80s movie. Not Up, Big. I'm sorry, Big, not Up. Up was a cartoon. He did Big. He did Bachelor Party.
Yep.
He did
Joe versus Volcano.
Holy crap.
Money Pit.
You know, and then he's done like the romantic comedies. He's done like
Sleepless in Seattle,
You've Got Mail. I mean, 18 other Meg Ryan love movies.
He's also done the Dan Brown series.
Yeah. Yeah, he was,
Yeah, Tom Langdon.
Tom Langdon, there you go. I couldn't think of his name. Brain fart. And then, like, you know, he did Saving Private Ryan, and then he did the, what was the old movie, the 80s movie, or the, where was he was an assassin.
Oh, Road to Perdition.
Yeah.
That was a great
movie. Like, you watch it, and you're like, holy shit, that's Tom Hanks? That's the same guy who watched the Goat Show?
Yeah.
You're like, you know, like, you can't pick one of his great movies. Saving Private Ryan might be his greatest action movie, but... Like Castaway, are you kidding me? It was him and a freaking volleyball.
See, Eric brings a good point. The Terminal was a great movie.
Oh my God, I forgot about The Terminal. He played a guy whose country didn't exist anymore.
Yep.
He had to live in an airport. Okay. Like the guy, I mean, the guy, I could not... I want to see him just to see if he has a limit. Like, what movie can he just... He's going to be in The Circle. Looks phenomenal. I want to go see it just because Tom Hanks is in it.
Castaway, what's the that?
The boat movie he was in?
The boat movie that he was in.
What boat movie?
Oh, damn.
I remember him in a boat movie.
This is going to kill me.
There was a boat in Castaway.
There was a boat in Forrest Gump.
Oh, Forrest Gump. Another great movie of his.
Drew Carey. Calvin's going to kill me here because I forget what boat movies.
He's asking about. Us.
I know.
It's Calvin, like... look on Google. I mean, come on. Well, Captain. I'm the captain now.
Oh, is that the,
Oh, Ryan's almost got it. The Somalia Pirates. Yeah, but what was it called?
Is it I Am Captain Rogers or something like that? No.
Captain Phillips. There you go, Steve. Captain Phillips. Like, Captain... Like, are you kidding me? Like, the guy has no limit. I mean, I beg you to find a horrible Tom Hanks movie.
Sean asked a question. It's perfect. Daniel Day-Lewis or Tom Hanks? Who do you pick? I know mine already.
Tom Hanks.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Man has three Oscars.
Okay, Oscars are a popularity contest.
Gangs of New York. Lincoln.
I'm not saying he's not good. It's like a 10 and a 10 again. But I'm saying, I'm just Tom Hanks. He's Schindler's like my List. Anti-M. Night Shyamalan. Catch Me If You Can. Yeah, he was in that with Leonardo DiCaprio. Good call.
Yeah, see, Sean knew how to pick because I'm a big Daniel Day-Lewis fan. I think Brian asked Band of Brothers or The Pacific.
Where do you see that?
Because it's right here. It's right there. I would have to say Band of Brothers. That was a great show.
I mean, they both were good, but yeah, Band of Brothers was just a better all-around. These are good. I like these. Best Batman.
Best Batman.
Oh.
Who asked that?
Ryan. Well, wait, wait. Are we talking Batman film?
No, CC. No. We can do both. We had this question last night. All right.
There Will Be Blood is a good movie.
Go ahead. Best Batman.
I don't think we had this. Okay, good.
We haven't had this on the show yet.
No, okay.
Best Batman for you.
Best Batman, the guy who played Batman. It's oh man, there's, you know what?
I have mine.
I can't pick one. And I know you're gonna kill me for this as a cop out. But like to me, the Batman movies are like I liked Michael Keaton as Batman in Batman 1. No. Stop.
No. That's my pick.
Okay.
That's my Batman.
All right. He's awesome. But then I liked and you know what? I never thought I would say this. But Ben Affleck and Batman vs. Superman, the movie was horrible, but I can honestly say Ben Affleck surprised the ever-loving shit out of me. He was horrible in Daredevil. He was horrible in Daredevil. But holy crap. He made that movie. He didn't save the movie, but he made... I am pleased that I was wrong about him being Batman. But it's Michael Keaton in him.
All right. Here's my question, because I asked it last night. Who's a better Bruce Wayne?
George Clooney, because he is Bruce Wayne. He is in real life.
That's your pick for George?
He's Bruce Wayne in real life.
Nobody beats Val Kilmer, in my opinion.
George Clooney does.
No, not George Clooney. George Clooney's horrible.
See, I mean, Michael Keaton was good, but then they did the thing where they did his eyebrows, man, look a little like bats up there. I was like, no.
I know Calvin picks Christian Bale.
Well, that's because Calvin's... Where is he?
And, you know, no, sorry. You've got to grade your throat with a fork. Can't be Batman.
Yeah. Best Joker. See, now, I mean...
But there's only... Well, you got to think.
There's three. There's a TV show guy. I can't think of his name.
Mark Hamill.
All right, he's the voice of Batman.
All right, so hold on. All right. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to point him out for you. There's Jack Nicholson, Cesar Romero.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Mark Hamill, Heath Ledger.
But see, here's
the thing. Or we go with five when you add Jared Leto. That's why I don't mind
Suicide Squad.
I didn't mind it, but
that's why. Well, I still haven't seen Suicide Squad.
The role wasn't big enough for me to go, all right, he needs to be on the list, but.
But see, here's the thing with the Joker. Like, Jack Nicholson was the best choice for the Joker in the Michael Keaton movies. Nobody could have done it better.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger, I think, was the best for the Christian Bale series.
Yeah,
really. You can't compare. It's like comparing a red apple to a red apple. Like, you can't.
True.
You can't compare the two. Like, and then Mark Hamill. Like, he is the phenomenal voice of the Joker. But could he play the Joker in a live-action movie? I don't know. But...
Who knows?
Joker, I mean, it would be good to watch. But Joker is like I said, it's got to pick the guys in the... Joker meets Skywalker.
Yeah, I seen that. It's pretty cool. I'm telling you.
I did just watch Batman Killing Joker.
You just watched The Killing Joke?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
That was pretty good. I mean, it a lot of stuff like you know was coming, but... The joke at the end was pretty funny. Bane was a more decisive villain. He got Batman to break his one rule.
See, that was the thing. Bane was the better character in the... I agree. Me and Sean agreed that Bane was the better villain for the Nolan series.
He was. He was insane. I mean, he was... what's the guy's name? Tom Hills?
No, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Tom Middleton was the other guy. He was insane. He wasn't too big. Like, was it Batman and Robin?
I had to point out. Ken, when you call us, when you say you're gay, you got to make sure it's spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Just pointing it out there, my friend.
Grammar counts. But like, what was it? Was it Batman versus Joker with Poison Ivy? Where Bane was this big giant muscle head controlled by poison or whatever? Like, that was over the top, but when he did it, that Bane was psychological. That was perfect.
Yeah. Ryan asked which Joker would we want to see again. I mean, if Heath Ledger didn't die, that would be easy for me to say Heath Ledger.
Well, but in that thing, but then you got to think, like, the Batman, like, the new Batman now, like, Heath Ledger wouldn't fit into the new Batman, you know?
True.
My mom is asking for a contest to see whose beard is more ratty looking.
Ratty?
Well, that's not a good thing. Why would we have that contest? Mm-hmm. You're just jealous because you can't grow one, Mom. Love you. Bane from Batman the Robin was the shit. I know you're sarcastic there, Pat. It's called Venom. Yeah, the Venom. All right, still, it was horrible.
Batman vs. Robin was shit. I hate to say
that. Oh, that was the one where he had the Batman gold card or whatever.
That was horrible. I don't want to talk about that.
Like, who gave him credit?
That's your boy you're talking about. You say George Clooney was a better Bruce Wayne. Yeah, I can't. Nothing about that movie was...
Bruce Wayne, not Batman. He was a horrible Batman. This is the Batman where they had nipples, right?
Do I want another Iron Man? No.
What?
No, I don't want another Iron Man.
But different, what, Iron Man actor or movie?
Yeah, movie. We don't need it. They gave us three. Three was perfect. That's how you end it. That's how you end it, the Iron Man series, with three.
Bad nipples, yeah. I know you like them bad nipples there, Pat.
So you just let the Iron Man series go for now. Finish out what they're going to do with Phase 4, and then they're going to reboot, I think. So we'll get a whole new wave of characters.
I'm getting tired of people rebooting.
I mean, it's not going to be like a full reboot where we're going to see, like, Captain America 2.0 and all that. No, it's just we've gotten through this phase with all these characters, and then we're going to get all these new ones.
More Punisher. Miss Marvel play Iron Man in Phase 5.
Steve, we're getting more Punisher next year from Netflix, my friend.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I've seen a few episodes of that. Next Iron Actor.
I don't know. That's tough because, I mean, like, if they do go that way with Ironheart, it's tough because it's going to be a girl. I don't know.
Favorite Spider-Man? Comic books. The comic books. None of the Spider-Mans in these movies are any good.
Which is your favorite Spider-Man?
Mainly because Jared likes Spider-Man, and Spider-Man sucks.
So you don't have a favorite Spider-Man?
The comic books.
That's it? You're not going to
say movies? Know what? What's that? What'd you say?
All right. I'll pose a question to you. Since we haven't seen Tom Holland yet, so we've only seen him for that little bit in Civil War.
You can't count him.
Can't count that yet. But, I mean, Jared will probably count it. So my thing is...
That's because Jared's got a hard on for Spider-Man.
You either have Tobey Maguire or Andrew Garfield.
Neither.
What?
Neither. Well, I didn't see Garfield's ones. Like, I can't give it to him. Because you know what got me with Tobey Maguire is they changed the origin. You know, they tweaked it. And then I didn't like that. I didn't like how the Sandman tied into the thing. Like, I mean, come on. You take something and you tweak it. And then, like, they did too much. And then they killed off his characters. I mean, we talked about this before. Like, you can't kill... Like, that's the thing with the comic book movies, is you can't kill the characters like that, you know? Because they need to be able to come back. They need to be able to still be out there. Like, he could think he's one, but you need to, like, show, like, you know, them still alive and just going home to lick their wounds for a couple of years.
That's why I can't wait. Sean brought up a good point about Captain Marvel being the heart of the next phase.
Yeah.
I mean, which technically I have no problem with because, you know, I can't wait to see Captain Marvel. Which kind of sucks because, you know, she's going to be the first Marvel female character to get her own movie when everybody wants Black Widow.
Because they know her. They know Black Widow.
Yeah, everyone knows Spider-Man 3 is horrible.
All right, Ryan, you're on a little...
Why do you need to cry in a Spider-Man movie?
Jared likes everything Spider-Man. He's probably got Spider-Man underoos on. Yeah, see, like you know, my friend Tucker brings up a good point. Villain, or Venom, was a great villain, but they butchered him in the end.
Yeah, they butchered the whole... I mean, they're not at the end. They butchered it in the whole movie.
The whole movie, but I mean, at the end, like, it was... That's the thing, is you take these characters, and they want to wrap them up all nice and pretty at the end, so that the hero wins. No, the hero wins, but the villain isn't dead. I mean, besides Punisher... Not too many, you know, heroes kill their villains. You know, Wolverine did, you know, but, like, not too many of them did. They come back. That's the great thing about them. Carnage film, holy crap. That would be insane. The comic was insane. I didn't like how it went through, like, seven different, you know, things, but...
Yeah, I remember Marvel's cashing in on that time.
Ryan, you gotta stretch out your legs. He's watching on the toilet. His legs are numb.
Where's the beer? Somebody finally asks us where the beer is. Nobody brought it.
Bring it. Next time. Next time we got to have beer. Obviously, you guys won't have any.
No, but, beer, and we still haven't gotten our Cool Ranch Doritos.
Nachos.
It's the same thing.
Deadpool. Holy crap. I don't think we've ever talked about Deadpool.
No, I don't think we ever brought up Deadpool.
That movie was...
The movie was great.
I'm just glad that they finally redeemed themselves after the horrible movie of Wolverine Origins. See, which killed me, because have you read those comics? Those comics were insane.
Which was odd. You saw who they picked for Cable, right?
Yeah.
Not a bad choice of Josh Brolin, but, you know, I was kind of hoping for Stephen Lang. For those who don't know who Stephen Lang is, if you've ever seen Don't Breathe, he's the blind man.
He would have been good. I think he would have been a perfect choice for it. He was, wasn't he in, Avatar? Not Avatar. Yeah, Avatar. Right? The blue movie? Wasn't he the colonel in that?
Yeah, he was the Avatar. Yeah, he was in Avatar. He was
the general. The general was like the director guy. Best pizza topping?
Why? Bacon. What is this?
I think Ryan's just thinking of anything that comes to his head.
Really? Pizza?
Bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon all the time.
With ranch dressing.
Oh, bacon ranch.
Yeah, see?
Chicken bacon ranch. Holy.
Rob, chicken bacon ranch, right? We can't stretch out the screen. We can't figure it out. We're poor. Bring the beer.
Yeah. Beer. The clock is really going to town today. Mm-hmm. What else? What else we got?
I mean, nobody's talking. I mean, like, Christ, we Deadpool, we talked about Deadpool, right? We covered that, pizza toppings. And
Marvel film you're most looking for? Besides Avengers.
Besides Infinity Avengers.
Oh.
That's good. I mean, Black Panther.
Yeah. I gotta say, that character looks pretty good. I mean, ones that we have coming out.
Black Panther. Even though Thor's got me, like... Because I'm not a big fan of the Thor movies, this one has me, like, enticed.
Did you read the comics? Walking Dead comics?
I haven't read it yet, but thanks for spoiling it for me, my friend. You're a good friend. But, my daughter will probably kick your ass. She reads the comics, but I haven't downloaded it yet for her.
Oh, yeah, Tucker's like a season behind. What was your first superhero movie that you saw? Oh.
First superhero movie from Batman Returns.
Batman Returns?
That's my first one. Because it's the first one I went to the theater for.
I think if we're going to count them, He-Man. I think it was my first superhero movie. I mean, I think he counts.
Well, no. Yeah, I would put it in there. It was a Saturday morning cartoon for us.
Yeah, screw it. I'm counting it. Saw it with my dad.
Can't wait for that.
One of the greatest days of my life, seeing He-Man. Dolph
Lundgren.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The movie was
Frank Langella.
The movie was awesomely bad. Superman. Yeah. I think I saw that was like my second or third.
If we're going to bring up Superman, we got to bring up the horrible one. Part 4. Quest for Peace or
Search for Peace. Is that the one where he comes back?
With Nuclear Man.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about how he threw the... thing off is trap General Zod and Superman threw that. Come on.
See, Sean asked a good question. Though I think Thor's hammer has the gem. Well, seeing as I know something that I can't spoil it for anybody.
No.
It's kind of hard. I can't say anything.
DuckTales or Tailspins? DuckTales.
DuckTales. I had to say DuckTales.
Yeah.
Fuck Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale was good, but I mean, DuckTales has Scrooge McDuck. I'm looking for money. Michael Keaton, Batman. Yeah, I mean, I think Batman was like my second or third. Or Superman, I can't remember. But,
I never saw any of the Supermans. The only one I saw, the only Superman I saw before Man of Steel was,
Rescue Rangers.
Superman Returns.
No, I'm not going to see the new Power Rangers.
I seen it. It's good. This guy, I don't know what he does with his life.
I wasn't in the Power Rangers in the beginning of the past, so. No, we didn't touch about Suicide Squad. I mean, we kind of briefly mentioned it. I saw parts of it. I never knew the comic.
This guy doesn't watch anything. He's lying to everybody. I just want you to know that.
No, I saw parts of it.
Yeah, he's lying.
I can tell you the end of the movie. The Crow or Guardians of the Galaxy? Discuss and fight. Better soundtrack.
We'll go back to Rob on that one. Sean says, favorite Marvel and DC villain.
Holy shit. Man.
That's a tough question. Because you got to narrow it down to a lot of villains. So, my favorite DC villain.
All right, Tucker, I'll probably see Power Rangers with you if you drag me to see it.
Is Joker. Hands down is Joker.
He's got to be.
Marvel. For me, with the Marvel Universe, best villain. That's tough. I would have... Oh, shit. I mean, that's hard. Can't... There's so many.
There is, and that's the problem. Like, you say...
I can't narrow it down.
You say the Joker, but then you have...
That's so easy, because it's so easy to pick a DC villain.
But then you have, like, Bane from, like, the Christian Bale movies. You know, and then you have the Penguin, who has his own right. It's pretty good sometimes.
But see, the question is, if we're talking movies, then I could probably narrow it down even easier.
But then you have, like, Poison Ivy. But then you have... There's too many villains. You have Thanos and... Well,
Chris has Darkseid versus Thanos. And I would lean towards Thanos.
Back to the same person. But yeah. But
your boy asked, what was it?
Better soundtrack, The Crow or Guardians of the Galaxy?
Since it's good, I would have to say Guardians of the Galaxy.
I like those songs better. Although The Crow was a good movie.
Crow was a good movie.
Joker was best, hands down.
You've been assaulting Arkham? Yeah, that's a great animated movie. So that's the thing. Have you seen any DC animated movies yet?
A long time ago, so I'm not going to...
Have you seen any of the more recent ones in the past 5 years?
Just Killing Joker.
That's it. Well, you got it.
Yeah, I know. I got to start watching more movies.
Killing me, Smalls.
This isn't a movie thing. I mean, it's probably about movies. This is like two beers talking about bullshit.
This is how we do it, though. I mean, like, you got to... see, I'm going to end up fighting with you here. But yeah, Assault on Arkham is a great one. Because you got to remember, DC makes great animated movies, but shit in live action. So, I mean, like, you need to see Assault on Arkham, Flashpoint, Paradox.
Play the games, is that kind
of... What games?
Batman, Arkham City, Arkham Knight.
Those don't count. That's just Batman.
Beard fight. Don't be jealous you don't have a beard, Tucker. But what else we got? I feel like so what did we say about Suicide Squad?
I liked it.
You weren't disappointed that Jared Leto had like a 5-second...
Well, see, I walked in the movie knowing he's not going to be... I knew he wasn't going to be in the movie entirely. So, I knew it wasn't going to... See, that's the thing. Everyone walked in thinking it was going to be a Joker movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't. That was the whole point. Everyone had... I mean, sadly disappointing everyone. It was a Suicide Squad movie. Joker had nothing to do with Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was them. First 30 minutes of the animated Killing Joker shat the bed. Yeah, that was a good movie. All right, Rob, what's your vote? The Crow or Guardians of the Galaxy? Old Sergeant Cabrera. You're just going to eh.
Yeah.
GameCube or Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo.
GameCube.
Super Nintendo, my friend.
I don't feel like I don't even know you.
Well, cartridges, my friend. Once they went to disc, it went downhill.
Yeah, but I think GameCube had the better Zelda games, which is really what Nintendo has.
No, it didn't. Nintendo 64 had the best Zelda
game. Out of the two. Game. No. Out of GameCube or Super Nintendo. Between those two.
We're talking GameCube, which put out that shit horrible Wind Waker game.
Oh, see, I like that game.
See, this is going to call. See, this is why we.
All right, but yeah, NES. I mean, you got to go to the original. The first time you played Legend of Zelda, holy crap! And the fact that people still don't know that it was actually Link playing the game. You're trying to find Zelda or wake her up. Yeah, the parts I saw, half the squad was useless. All right, tied based on moves as far as the soundtracks. I can agree with that. But seriously, who's never not in the mood for 80s music? All right, I think that's about our time.
About our time. I mean, we ran over here a little
Golden
bit.
GoldenEye, holy crap. We can talk about some games next week.
We're going to talk games next week because right now we're over our time limit tonight, guys. But we'll pause the podcast here and...